We're going to go back to February 28th, and in this area of Weslaco, I'll just set the geography a little bit. Over, I'd say, at least four decades, there's been a lot of high strangeness mm-hmm. in the Brownsville and the Harlingen region of the kind of the southernmost Texas border near the Gulf of Mexico. And if you go about 60 miles west of Brownsville and the Gulf of Mexico, you come to this place called Weslaco. It's a city of about 27,000 people in Hidalgo County, Texas. And the city got its name from an acronym from the old W.E. Stewart Land Company. And this place has had its share of high strangeness as well. And on February 28th, starting around 9 o'clock, this college student, Jose E. Gonzalez, he arrives late from school to come home to his mother's house to get some food and go to sleep, and he has tests the next day. And as he drove up, Jose was surprised to see his mom and his 14-year-old brother, Abrin, coming out of the house looking up into the sky. And Jose could see them pointing at a very large light about halfway between the horizon and the zenith, and it seemed to be maybe about a mile north of their house, and it was shining much more brightly than the surrounding stars. And Jose told me, quote, "We could see sparkling blue, red, orange, I mean really weird different colors, and we all thought it could not possibly be a star. It was too big to be a star, and it kind of moved a little bit. My mom has good eyes, and she could see it move and change colors," close quote. Well, Abrin, the brother, ran in the house to get Jose's Fuji digital camera and zoomed at the light as far as he could go and started snapping photos. Eventually, Jose asked to check the photos his brother was taking and saw that they were blurry because Abrin was inexperienced with that camera. So Jose took over to photograph on frame 2666 that I think is extraordinary. And looking through the lens, Jose could see three navy blue spheres. That's the color he picked that he saw also with his own eyes and is very clear in this photo. And that these spheres were stacked one on top of the other. And if you go to Earth Files, you can see all of these photos that he sent me that he took trying to capture this over a period of about 90 minutes. And here now to talk about how it, what they were seeing sort of from the beginning of this extraordinary series of events that unfolded over the next 4 days and even into the next month, is Jose Gonzalez.
It was like light, and you could see like it was sparkling blue, red, orange, really different weird colors, and we all thought it couldn't possibly be a star. I mean, it was too big to be a star, and it kind of moved a little bit. So my little brother, he had to get my camera, and he zoomed in on it, and I could see like three balls, and it had like a yellowish hue in the middle. First, it looked like one, pretty early, around 9. We could see there was just one ball, but faintly you could see there was two behind it, and it looks like there's some balls coming out of it. And then in another picture, it looks like they're separating. And then by around 9:40, 10, there's already three of them, three in a formation.
So the first photograph, you could see something that seemed spherical.
Mm-hmm.
And then by at least 40 minutes later, that sphere in the photograph, there are now three?
Yeah.
And the color of each sphere is what?
I could see them as blue. It's pretty early. They're not separated yet, but you could see they're separating.
And after they're separated, are they still blue?
No. They're almost grayish, kind of, but you could see that they have texture, like you could touch them.
Now, the very last frame that you sent me, 2755, and I'm assuming that maybe 2 hours have elapsed?
About an hour and a half.
Okay.
I thought it was leaving because it was getting dimmer. It was going to take off or whatever it was.
What happened?
Around 12 in the morning. After that, we had school and go to sleep. But around 2 a.m., I get up. I just got curious to see if it's still there.
Right.
I look outside, and it's still in the same position, except this time. It looked like sparks, two or three of them, down onto Weslaco.
What color were those sparks?
Grayish, really bright gray.
What was the color of the object that threw the sparks down?
Blue.
So it was back to that blue?
Yeah, it stayed in that position the whole night.
What happened?
It just disappeared.
But how?
It just dissipated inward. Disappeared.
Disappeared inward. Do you mean it was as if it closed down on itself to blackness?
I guess so. That's the best way you can put it.
It didn't zoom off?
No. No, it didn't.
Try to describe as much detail as you can. What did that navy blue light do over Weslaco?
It just threw sparks. It let off sparks. Little particles or whatever. Grayish, but they were really bright. Very slow, though. Like, it didn't fall at a very rapid speed. It kind of floated downwards. And then I looked up at the blue light, and it just ate itself up. As far as what it fell down, it was like 2 in the morning. I was going to go out there and, like, look for them.
Mm-hmm. In your mind, what is the difference between the slow-moving sparks and beams?
I guess beams would be, like, a more bluish kind of color. But these were not as bright. These were really dim. Dim little particles, where they weren't as bright as a beam.
Pale, dim particles moving slowly from the navy blue light down onto the town of Weslaco.
Yeah.
And how long do you think these particles, these sparks, kept moving slowly down to the town?
15 seconds.
And then the navy blue light that had emitted these particles down to the town just kind of disappeared by, as you said, eating itself up. It went from a navy blue light inward and became totally black.
Yes. I just stood there in disbelief for about 5 minutes because I didn't know what just happened. And I couldn't explain it. I'd never seen anything like that.
And did you wonder what were those particles doing going down toward Weslaco?
Yeah, I wondered. Pods, maybe? I don't know. I mean, I couldn't explain it. I didn't know what it was.
P-O-D-S, pods?
Yeah, the kind of things you see on TV.
Oh, like invaders with pods.
That was my main focus, but of course it couldn't be that. There has to be a rational explanation for this.
And you and your family in that neighborhood have never seen the light back again after the night of March 3rd.
That's the interesting thing. We didn't see any of those lights anymore. But around the middle of April, just like that night, I come home from school. I had some videos that I wanted to see on my computer, and it's like in the back of my house, I have a window, right? So I go to my computer, it's right next to the window, and I'm looking outside into the back of my house. There's some apartments. And I see a girl tending to her laundry, looking upwards. This is around at the same time, 9 p.m. in the middle of April. But she's looking upwards. And I'm very curious to what she's seeing. And then I see her, her mother, her bigger sister, looking up, like pointing upwards. So I'm like, okay, it's got to be something. So I peek out to the back of my apartment complex.
Right.
And I see a very huge object. 2 bright lights in each end and a red hue in the middle. Creeping softly, like just going really, really slow at a constant speed, right across in the back of our apartment. Just going really, really slow.